It's 21 past three. Let's go to Talk the Walk. Each week we're discovering a new great walk of New Zealand. Such a good idea from my executive producer, Caitlin Cherry. I missed the last couple, but I'm looking forward to hearing about the Heathy Track. Derry Kingston is the expert today. Hey there, Derry.
Hello, Jesse.
Welcome. How many times have you walked the Heathy Track, please?
Okay, it's kind of public knowledge now because I've just finished my car relocation business, and during the 15 years, I've walked it more than 400 times.
Explain that to us carefully. So why do you walk it so many times?
Okay, 15 years ago, I could see the need for a car relocation service because, Jesse, the one thing people are stunned by is that it's 465 kilometres from one track end to the other, and only 80 kilometres through the track. So if you relocate somebody's car to one end, you've got to get back somehow. So I've been, well, in the early years, I was certainly walking through nearly every time and to walk back home.
Wow.
I live in Golden Bay.
Yeah. Did you enjoy it?
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah. I still enjoy it. My wife and I just finished the last walk through just a couple of days ago, and it's still enjoyable because it's such a beautiful track. It's a must-do track.
Okay. Tell us about it, please. I don't know anything about the Heathy, so take me from the very start.
Okay. Now, most people will see it described going from Golden Bay to Karamea, but it's equally good going the other way, which is the way I've done 395 times.
And you meet more people, probably.
That's right, you do, and you can escape the snorers. Going the other way, if you go up the west coast as far as Karamea, which is a lovely place to start a tramp from, there's the Operara Basin, which is a must-see place in Karamea, which is only 5Ks before you get to the start of the track. So certainly factor that in if you're walking the Heathy Track, to visit the Operara Basin with the largest natural limestone arches and the Miratan and some caves and a special place. But, okay, you get started at Kohaihai, which is the mouth of the Kohaihai River on the west coast, 15 kilometres north of Karamea.
Yeah, and I can see the Heathy Hut on Google Maps. Okay, is so that right on the, is that where you start?
If you're doing it, like most people want to take 4 days to do it, which is very sensible, and they've planned for that in that the super new huts, which I call lodges, Heathy Hut, Mackey Hut, and Perry Saddle. So those are the three main ones that people use.
Mm.
So your first day would be walking up the coastal section with the wild west coast. It's the thunderous surf quite often. And very steep hillside that you're walking below. In the old days, one used to walk mainly on the beaches, but because of potential risk from storm surges and so on, they've rerouted the track so that you don't actually walk on the beach unless you choose to. So that's the coastal section with the Nikau Palms.
And just to clarify, this is you describing it to walk sort of the opposite way that most people would.
Yeah, okay, I'm describing it that way.
Which is fine, that's fine.
That's a possibility because what I say to people is you're fresh for that spectacular coastal scenery. And the second day is also good because you're still on the fairly level, so with your heavier pack, perhaps, at the start with most of your food, you're not doing the climbing. Whereas if you started at the Golden Bay end, you would climb over the highest point of the track, 915 metres, on your first day. And some people Some people find that a bit too much for them.
Great tip.
I'm suggesting that consider walking from the West Coast side. And then the second day, you're walking up the Heathy Valley, but it's the river is very slow at this point because it only you only go up 8 meters over about 8 kilometers to reach the Lewis Hut. And this is also Nikko palms, mixed forest with magnificent rata trees. You won't see any better example of the big northern ratas than up the Heathy Valley there. And then they've 6 years ago, they built a brand new suspension bridge over the Heathy River, which can take 10 people at a time. It used to be a one person at a time swing bridge. But instead, you've got this 10 people at a time one, and it's a beautiful construction. And then from the Lewis Hut, you start going up. You've got to climb 800 meters up to the edge of the Mackay Downs, where Mackay Lodge is. And that's through, once again, a different sort of vegetation. You've got big podocarps, remus, all sorts of mixed vegetation in there going up the hill. So the vegetation keeps changing with altitude, of course. And you get to the edge of the Mackay Downs, stay at the Mackay Hut if you want to, and then the next day you're going across the Mackay Downs, not which is a mixture of little tussocky valleys and bushy subalpine vegetation and big granite boulders. And it's actually my favourite part of the track is between there and Saxon Hut.
Gee, you're doing a good job describing it. It sounded beautiful.
Well, it's then from the Saxon Hut, you reach the Goolan Downs, which is where they've just released some takahe. The Heathy track is the area is the home of the great spotted kiwi. So a few years ago, we had they reckoned the population of spotted kiwi was so stable and so good that they could take 17 away for to the Nelson Lakes area where there was a mainland predator-free area that they wanted to release them into.
I'm running a little short on time, dearie, so take us to Golden Bay.
Okay. So we are crossing the Goolan Downs, which is tussock grassland, and most people just rave about it. So it's not my favourite, but never mind. It's still beautiful, and you get up to Perry Saddle, which has magnificent views of the Anatoki Peak, the Dragon's Teeth area, and Mount Perry. And so there are side trips you can do from there, like the caves around by the Goolan Downs Hut and also climbing Mount Perry, which is well worthwhile. And then the last day you would be descending down to the Brown Hut and the car park there. And then you've got you can recover in Golden Bay, which is a great place to finish a tramp, I would have thought. I live in Golden Bay, so I'm a bit partisan. But
How hard is it?
It's really quite easy the way over the years the track has been upgraded and so on. You've got to cover the altitude, you know, it's 915 metres above sea level at the highest point. It's not hard. Their families, our kids did it when they were about 7 or 8. Families love it. It gets highly booked at school holidays, particularly Christmas, New Year, but all school holidays and Easter. But apart from that, you go on the booking system and you'll find you can get bookings no problem whereas some of the southern ones, like the Rootburn and the Milford, you're scratching to get a booking.
Mm. And how many times do you think you're going to walk it from here?
Well, I've told people that's it. I want to do it when I'm 90, but that's a long time. That's 17 years away.
Yeah. How many of the other great tracks have you walked?
I've walked them all except the Lake Wakaramana,
And is this your favourite?
Honestly, to tell you the truth, I love them all for different reasons. Mm. You know, you just can't compare them. But the great thing about the Heafy Tract is the variety. You know, each day is different, and everybody raves about that.
Finally, any advice for sort of getting there, getting home again, with the practicalities of it?
Well, there are various possibilities one could look into. As I say, if you have a vehicle that you want taken round to the other side of the track, there's a vehicle relocation service. There's a very good bus shuttle that operates from Nelson to both ends. So you can...
Oh, that's good, yeah.
That. Mm. And also there's several air possibilities, helicopter, light planes. So they're popular as well.
Derry Kingston, really appreciate your expertise. Well done. Thanks so much for your time today.
Yeah, good. Thanks, Ed.
That's a bit of info for you on the Heafy Track. We'll do a different track in our feature Talk the Walk next week.